Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting third. The left fielder, Darren Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting eighth. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Shaw. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bob Shaw. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Steve Boros. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Foytak. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Paul Foytak. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivera. The throw from Brown and he is safe. Rivera steals second. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Shaw covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco takes first base on ball four. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Del Greco goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Boros. Sullivan scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Athletics. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Foytak fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. Colavito moves to second. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe strikes out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of K-line. Rivera reaches second base with a double. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Colavito. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Rivera scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Ron Nischwitz now pitching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump strikes out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards left. Colavito fields it and throws to second to catch Seaburn for the out. Johnson scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Athletics. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Del Greco hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood strikes out. One out. Ron Nischwitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nischwitz strikes out. Two outs. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0 for 1 in the game. Boros takes first base on ball 4. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 1 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn juggles the ball. That's an error on Seaburn. Boros moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chico Fernandez now playing shortstop. Dick McAuliffe now playing third base. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. McAuliffe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Shaw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 2 in the game. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nischwitz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McAuliffe for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Rivera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivera. The throw from Brown and he is safe. Rivera steals second. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive towards third. McAuliffe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a line drive towards short. Fernandez catches it and steps on second to double up Rivera. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz pinch hits for Ron Nischwitz. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Montejo now pitching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Causey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5 to nothing, Athletics. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Del Greco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 2 in the game. Bruton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bruton moves to second. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 3 in the game. Hauser hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivera. The throw from Brown and he is out, Fernandez applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Athletics. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for Manny Montejo. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Wood moves to second. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sullivan for a passed ball. Wood moves to third. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bruton takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 3 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 3 in the game. Lump is hit by the pitch. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Causey hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Del Greco hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cash moves to second. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cash scores. McAuliffe moves to second. It's 5-2, Athletics. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Wood hits a line drive towards third. Causey catches it and throws to second to double up McAuliffe. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 3 in the game. Shaw hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 4 in the game. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobo Osborne pinch hits for Hank Aguirre. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bruton hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 4 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser misplays the ball. That's an error on Hauser. Fernandez moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.